Proclamation number 4377 of 16th of July, 1948. Serious reminder. Silencing of the voice. A serious reminder is coming to you from above before the turmoil begins, which will rob you of all calm deliberation. Get ready. The day is drawing to a close. Take these words of mine seriously. Don't pass them by lukewarmly and indifferently, but regard them as a final indication of my imminent intervention. And prepare yourselves in all earnestness for the fact that you are approaching an exciting time when my call will seem like a redemption to you, because you feel abandoned by me, because you no longer hear my word from above. I draw your attention to this time and therefore speak to you once again urgently that you should familiarize yourselves with the thought that a complete change of your situation in life is inevitable and that you will experience great adversity, but that this is to happen before I myself appear. But then be steadfast and only remain turned towards me in your heart. Call out to me, and if I don't hear you, call out louder. I want your call to reach me, but I want to be called upon in the heart and pay no attention to what only the mouth speaks. You will not hear me for a long time because you are unable to listen to my voice within yourselves, yet I am always with you and always ready to help. Therefore your prayer should be heartfelt and trusting in my help. And I will hear you and reveal myself so that you will have strong faith and endure the earthly adversity. 16th of the 7th 1948. I will give you proof that this will happen, which will convince you. I will reveal myself to each of you, my servants, in the same way so that you can no longer doubt the truth of my words. You shall hear my voice at the same time, which will once again remind you of my words. But I want to strengthen your faith and you shall pass every test of faith. Therefore I work on you extraordinarily, even though you do not yet possess the maturity of soul which allows the extraordinary to appear. But it is coming to an end. And I need you. But you shall stand firm even in the most difficult time, and you shall constantly work for me and draw strength for it from me if you can no longer receive it in the form of my word. For at times you will lack every opportunity to withdraw into silence in order to hear my voice which mentally touches you. But the sounding word can sound everywhere and at any time, and therefore you should especially strive for it. And your longing for it shall be awakened when you no longer mentally hear me. Yet believe that I am nevertheless close to you and know about your desire. And also meet it as it is beneficial for your soul. But a time will come when you, who have penetrated spiritual knowledge, will also have to pass tests of faith, when you will have to acquire the gift of grace you have received. When I will seemingly withdraw from you but you will force me to you through firm faith, when I will let myself be found by the one who earnestly seeks to win me. And therefore you should call louder if I don't answer your soft call, for thereby you prove your faith in me that you don't cease to call when I supposedly don't hear. I open the door to the persistent caller and let him in and he will receive what he desires from me. Amen.